Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to those who love Him, those who will hear Him, and those whom He knows He can count on. There are those whom the Lord knows that He can trust to obey His perfect and most holy will. The will of God is holy. And in the Old Testament days, the Lord, men had a revelation of how it was, of the importance of handling things that are holy properly. In modern days, people don't handle holy things appropriately. Sometimes. Only those who fear the Lord count the holy things as holy things. If something is pure, people treat things that are pure better than they treat things that's garbage. Even if a person keep their car spotless and they give someone a ride, even a sloppy person will feel cautious about making their nice, clean car dirty. The things of God are holy. The way we treat holy things is paid attention to by the Lord. Those who read the Word and they read about the things of God, and they have a hunger for the Word. They value the things of God. Now, my mother, she used to teach me things when I was a kid. And I remember something I wanted was under the Bible. And I started crying because I didn't want to move the Bible because it was holy. Now, I was between the age of maybe 3 and 5 years old. And she came and got whatever was under it. It may have been a dollar or some magazine or something I wanted. And the Bible was sitting on top of it in the dining room, which was actually a small den, the way we had the house set up. And she said, "It's all right." She picked it up and handed it to me. And now I'm just a child. I didn't know, but I knew that the Bible was holy, and it was supposed to be handled different than like a telephone book, because I had a fear of God. But it's all right to move a Bible if you need to move a Bible. Just using that for an example. It's important to handle the things of God as if they are holy. The blood of Jesus Christ, I've been washed in the blood. That suggests to me, now all my sins are forgiven. I've been made righteous in God's eyes. And now I can dialogue with the Lord. I can talk to Him and I can pray to Him, and He can answer me and He can move in my life. He can give, you know, every unction of the Holy Spirit is holy to me. And the more I feel the Lord, the more I sense whatever He reveals to me, whatever I sense from Him, I'm going to handle that properly. I desire to anyway. Now, there were times that the Lord would move on me to do things, and I may have been afraid to do it, or I waited too long to do it, or I didn't always just jump on His word when He told me to do something. And I'll give an example of something that happened years ago. But it behooves us, if we regard His word as holy and true and well evaluated, we value it higher, and our response will be accordingly. But if we devalue the word of God, if we don't value what he's doing, then we may casually disobey God. And it's important to, you know, we're not talking about another person telling you something. We're not talking about just a mere man giving you something to do. When God tells us what to do, or gives us, should reveal his will to us, or give us instruction, he's holy. And those that truly know him know that he's holy, and they don't want to do anything in his presence. They trust him. And like I always say, the Lord, everything with him, everything is perfectly evaluated. People are going to live if you act on his word. People are going to be blessed if you act on his word. A nation was spared because Jonah, the prophet Jonah, acted on the word of God. People were warned properly by Jeremiah and Isaiah because they treated the word of God as if it was holy. Even when others did not, and other people would discourage the prophet so bad they didn't even want to prophesy anymore sometimes. Sometimes they wish they wasn't even born because people had such a disdain for God's word and everything they say to make the country strong and go forward and be blessed. People did something else, just like they do now. And the Lord calls us to the ministry. Some of the most unusual people are called to the ministry. And with that, some of the most even more unusual people respond and treat the things of God as if they're holy. And they value the things of God. As much as I love music, I'll listen to the word all day long. And I got some good music in my collection. I got some good jazz pieces. I got some good gospel music that I love to listen to. I used to love to listen to jazz because it has no words, and read, study my lesson or anything I'm studying. I like to listen to the jazz while I read, like if I'm reading an auto mechanic manual or something. When I used to rebuild engines in my garage, I used to listen to jazz while I do it. After the teacher would go off on the radio, I would listen to my jazz and work. And I can do that now. I still have all the CDs and tapes that I had then. But my appetite is toward the Word of God. And because I minister a lot, I want to receive as much as I can. And because my curiosity is high, when I want to study the Word anyway. So I study for a lot of reasons. I study because I want to learn things. I want to be on point with God's will. The time is so close. And I enjoy God's presence. And sometimes he speaks to me while I'm listening to the word, because he's spirit. And he can still talk to me and cause me to understand things, even though I'm listening to the Bible on my smartphone, because he's spirit. And I'm spirit too. I'm not just a natural man in a body. I've got a spirit and a soul. And sometimes the things that I hear, they stand out, and the Lord alerts me to it. Things I've listened to over and over and never paid attention to different parts. And sometimes a statement, I'm alerted to it, and the Holy Spirit give me revelation. And then we talk about it. And sometimes I just rewind it and listen to it over and over again, because that's where faith comes from. Faith comes from hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. And again, it's not like I value the things of God. It's not to me, prayer and studying the word and hearing his word is not like stacking brick labor. It's a privilege. And it's better than listening to my favorite music. To me. I know, because I'm me. Now, the example that of handling something holy is this. Years ago, I used to go to the juvenile detention center. It was the jail for youth in Birmingham with Brother Vance. We called him Dr. Vance. So I would go with Dr. Van to the youth detention center. His name was Dr. Van. And he wasn't a doctor, but that's what we called him. And because he was very knowledgeable about the word. And one day I was working, and the Lord put on my heart to go to the youth detention center that day, that night. And I was so into what I was working on, my attention was on the car I was trying to fix and finish. I was trying to finish it because I had a lot of work to do. And the time was drawing near where it would be too late for me to go. And before, you know, the Lord told me, he kept putting it on my heart to go, but my mind was on fixing the car. And sometimes that's just the way we do God. We shouldn't, because what he says do is holy. And then the Lord just all of a sudden said, I'm in jail. I dropped my wrenches, went in the house, got cleaned up, and got down there just in time to minister to those kids. And while I was on the way down there, the Lord said that the boys you minister to tonight will never go to jail again. I said, wow. And then I felt humble. I was glad that I stopped what I was doing in time to go. And I rushed in there. And when I got there, two guys was fighting. And they took them out. And these guys were in there. And I started ministering the word of God. And they started listening and asking questions. And those guys that I ministered to never, ever went back to jail. I saw one of them after that. And they went to jail. You know, they were adolescents. And they done, you know, they did all kind of varied things. I don't know what all they did, but they were in there. But he said, the guys you minister to tonight will never go back to jail. Now, the word that God gave me was holy. But my attention was on what I had to do. That's why I say, treat the things of God for what they are. It wasn't a suggestion. He was counting on me to minister to people that he loved. And the Lord counts on us to do his will. Now, the Lord don't interrupt people for people he know won't listen. When he acts like that, these are people that will hear him. These are people that will respond and obey. They're not people who give a cold shoulder to the word of God. The Lord moves heaven in hell to get to people that he know will respond. While people that are, there are people all around us all the time. Some people have responded and some people don't care. And some people are only going to do what they see fit to do. Their mind is just not on God. And when they see you coming, it's like they want to get away anyway. And they take the things of God to light. And when the Lord has people that take his word serious, he moves on their behalf. And it's important that we respond. It's important that we respond to the call of God. Because his words are always holy. And the people he sends us to are holy. And the things that we do are important. Sometimes people are not in a hurry to do what is holy or do God's commandment to them because they're looking at them. They're not looking at God with them. They're looking at them doing something. But you, if you're looking at yourself and think and just say, you know, then the enemy will say, well, you know, well, what good are you going to do? It's not going to be important anyway, just you alone. And that's the reasoning. But that's not true. When God gives you something to do, he's with you. And every miracle of God, he includes man. He never does a miracle without man until he comes back. Every miracle God does involves a man. A man has to believe God's word in order for God to act in the earth realm. Now, in heaven, God don't need your approval. But if he's going to do something in the earth realm, somebody's got to believe him without doubt in their heart. They have to believe in their heart and without doubt in their heart. They have to believe with real-time faith in their heart, current faith, and no doubt at all in their heart. And if they have doubt in their heart, God stops. He has to find somebody to believe him. That's why when you're praying for the sick, you have to minister the word so that they can believe with you. Because if you get them healed and they don't believe with you, they can doubt and get sick again. And the enemy will be more than happy to give them all their symptoms back. In fact, it's an attack. Doubt allows Satan to operate. Faith allows God to operate. You want God operating. You don't want Satan operating in your life. And you don't have to put up with his foolishness either. So it's important to treat the holy things of God as holy. And go forward and not backwards. Every time I obeyed God, I was so happy that I did. And I want to do more of it. God loves us. And he cares about us. As we seek him and we get a revelation of who he is, and it becomes harder and more difficult to ignore him, because we want him around. Once we know that he's there, we want to keep it that way. I do. I want more of his love, more of his knowledge, more of his understanding, more of his counsel. Because his words make so much sense. It's like an oasis in the desert. When God speaks, there's so much hope and joy in it that you feel good all over. Because his words are so holy and filled with wisdom. And, you know, real praise is faith-based. You believe God from the heart. And you take him at his word. That's what faith is all about. I'll do what's right because it's right. Even things that don't seem to give me an advantage. And I use the word seem because Satan's made it look that way. But everything of God gives you every advantage. So when God's words are holy to you, they're not just words. There's meaning in them. There's counsel in them. There's blessings and there's life in it. You know, I love to watch movies, but sometimes the movies I may watch really don't have life in it. And you know, without life, it's useless. Whatever I do, I want life to be in it because God is alive. Everything I do, I don't want to do anything that dishonors God. I don't want to do anything that mocks God. He didn't wash me in his blood for me to live like a pig. He washed me in his blood so I can live like him. and pray and believe God and live so that heaven, so it can be on earth as it is in heaven. And if you really want to do that, if you want to make your life on earth as it is in heaven, which is doable, it's just prayer. It's just the prayer of faith away. In heaven, there's no sickness and disease. You can believe God for that. He already paid the high price for you to be healed and without disease here on earth. And if you're not happy, you want to be happy. In heaven, people are happy. So with his wisdom, you'll become happy. He can teach you how to be happy. He can teach you all the things so that you will be very elated in your life. And you won't be miserable and you won't be trying to rush Jesus into coming back. Because you're happy now. I'm happy right now. I'm blessed now. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come back because every day of grace is another opportunity to help other people get saved. I will live forever. I'm patient. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come on back because I'm in distress or duress. I'm not in duress. He gave me every privilege. There are things that's not right. There are attack points in my life that I'm still in the process of solving, but I'm happy. There are things that hadn't happened yet, but I'm happy. I'm in faith during a duration for some things, but I'm excited. I'm going to live forever anyway. And I'm happy now. And there are things that have come to pass. Some of my faith is finished. And then I look around and see what else I'm going to do. And it hadn't happened yet, but I'm in faith about that. It's got to happen too. But if we treat holy things as holy things, we'll obey God. When the Lord said to me, I'm in jail. I dropped what I was doing, got cleaned up, and went straight to that jail and ministered. Just in time for those guys I almost didn't make it. I got there within the last moments. And because the guards knew who I was, they let me in. And then they let me minister longer than I was supposed to be there. It's important to do the things of God and live as holy as he is. Always look at God in you, not just you. If he call you to the ministry, if he give you a word to give somebody, he's evaluated. If you do this, it's going to work. And you got to do your part, and then he can do his part. And they'll have to do their part. Anytime it involves other people, they have to do their part. They're going to have to treat those words as holy too. But at least you will have done that and done your part. And that blood won't be on your hands. Now, what if I didn't go? And some of those guys, the enemy was already terrified of their potential. The fight that had broken out could have gotten out of hand. And it could have gotten worse even later. And some of them could have went back to jail. But because they heard the word in time and on time, God was able to bless their lives. Because a preacher finally took God serious and treated his word as holy. Because a preacher that God called finally obeyed. I didn't know how important it was just thinking of me. But I found out that God sent me and it worked. All of us have the same challenges. They're not different. We go through the same problems, the same things, the same mindsets. They're not different. But when we look to God And, you know, he gave me what to say. On the way down there, he put thoughts in my heart. I didn't go and stop what I was doing and do a lesson. He put thoughts in my heart as I was on my way to the youth detention center. And then they asked questions and the Holy Spirit responded. Help me answer those questions. And they were so innocent. I explained that Jesus died for them. They captured Jesus and they put him in jail so that they could kill him. And some of the guys said, well, what did he do wrong? I said, he didn't do anything wrong. Well, why did they kill him? I said, because Satan hated him. And the Lord was able, you know, he was ministering to them. You know, I let them know Jesus got captured and taken to prison. And then he had to die for us. And he was treated wrong. He didn't do any sin. You know, we covered a lot of ground. There's a lot of people don't know. And they had nobody to tell them. See, the people who will hear God's word and take him serious and treat the holy things as holy, they're not just at church. They are everywhere because people go where people go. And wherever people are, some of the people have a heart that will hear. They have ears to hear. There are sinners out there that have ears to hear. And they need to be hearing the word of God. Some of them would get saved immediately, and some of them would get saved over time. Most men get saved. It takes about 10 years for most men to get saved after they see somebody that they trust and live a life. That's not always true, but I've seen that happen. Over a 10-year period, people they start getting saved after they've seen somebody they respect, somebody that walk in love and do right. Women seem to get saved faster. But everybody don't stick with the Lord because of the way they value his word. And you have to hear his word to value his word. And the more we hear his word, the more appetite we have for it. The Lord is mightily moving by his spirit. Holy things are holy. And holy things are to be used. They are not to be set on the shelf. We take the word of God. I was afraid to handle the book when I was a kid, but I should have been studying that book so that I could be what God's will is for me. I didn't really study it till I was grown. I read a few stories, but I didn't really study it till I was 19. And my dad was a preacher. He's a preacher, but I didn't study it. My mom would tell me stories and read it and talk about it. I would study it in Sunday school, but not on my own. That's what I'm saying. I studied it in structured settings. But when I started studying it for myself, I started learning one-on-one from the Lord, because Jesus got me by the hand and the Father by the hand, and we're reunited through him, through Jesus. His blood washed my sins away because his blood is holy. His resurrection is holy. He's holy, and he made me holy. And I've been made righteous by Jesus in God's eyes. And his return is soon. And I thank him for it. I'm glad he's coming. I can't wait to see him face to face. But I thank God for every day of grace. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God love you. Jesus' return is very soon. And the Lord will continue to move in your life.